What is up, everybody? How you doing? And today is Monday. Hold on, let me check the date. I feel like the days kind of merged together, but that's okay. I don't mind. May 18th. Time for the Monday preview. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. You can go to audibletrial.com/TLHP. If you head over there, you'll be able to get one free month as well as one free book. I love Audible. It's how I listen to all my books, as you guys always hear me talk about at the beginning of all the shows. I don't know. It's something absolutely that you should get into. I think it's a great way to spend your time listening to reading or reading in itself, you know. But if you are busy and you're doing a bunch of stuff, Audible is a great way to do it. So check it out, audibletrial.com/TLHP. All right. Whew, I need to take a nice big deep breath. So we're going to take one big deep breath to kind of settle ourselves in to the episode, to the day, whatever time you're listening to this at. So feel free to get comfortable. Find a place where you can sit down. You can lay down if you would like. I tend to lay down when I do some, you know, some breath work. And then also you can close your eyes unless you're doing something you can't. I'll give you a couple seconds to get comfortable. All right. I hope you're ready. Close your eyes. 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Hold it for a half second. And let it go. Oh, well, I hope you all are doing well. I like the breaths to get me into these episodes. I have some good news for the podcast. If you guys are new listeners, which is very potential, I have had some growth recently, which is awesome, which partially may be due to the fact that we now have a new podcast cover art. I'm very pleased. I'm very excited and happy to share that with you guys. It is something that I probably should have done a long time ago, but I'd kind of put off on the back burner. But I think it was time. I think it was a good time to upgrade that. And the first one I'd made by myself, it's a funny story that I love, so I'll always have that in my heart. But it was really time to upgrade that, to make it something more, more professional, absolutely, better looking, more enticing, as well as something that is more me, and I really do feel that it is. I was on Fiverr. It's my first time ever using Fiverr, so I had heard good things about it, and I had heard that, you know, you can get a bunch of stuff done there. I see you can get, like, logos, everything, but it was awesome. I was able to go in there and just figure out, who has a good rating and who has a style that I like. And it was done within a couple days, and I sent some revisions over and everything, and it came back and it turned out great. So I'm very excited for that. If you guys are new to the show, this is the Monday preview where I just kind of, you know, on the Monday previews and Refresher Fridays. So I do two of those. I do a recording, on a Friday I do a recording. One previews the week, and the Refresher Friday, I recap what happens every Friday, what happened that week for me, or anything else I kind of want to talk about. These are more for me to talk about the things that I've been working on to improve on, and also announce things that are happening for the podcast. So sometimes they'll be long, sometimes they'll be short, but that is, whatever I'm feeling, whatever gets out that day. It's something that I try to kind of let it be its own thing, and not try to control it too much. I do like the style of just kind of sitting down and just going and just talking for a couple minutes. And it does help me clear my head. It's pretty therapeutic for me. And I hope that as I talk that I can give good ideas to you as well. So yeah, that is what I do on the Monday previews and Refresher Fridays. So for this week, over the weekend, I started talking about this possibly on Friday, but I started doing the Monday morning and Evening Meditations by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I believe they're only $20. They are awesome. They've helped me immensely, knowing that I'm not entirely sure what it is, but the fact that there is one that is supposed to be done in the morning and one that is there is supposed to be done in the evening, for some reason, really resonates with me so far, and I think that's why I'm kind of sticking with it. It's really nice. It almost feels like I have kind of an appointment with myself to have that, and I like that there is a separate one for the morning and the evening, one to get your day started, and I really enjoy that. They're both about 20 minutes, 23 minutes, I think, and meditating is something that I try to do very often. And sometimes I go in phases in my life where I don't meditate as much, and then I always get back into it because I know that it's good for me and I enjoy that time with myself. But I've really been enjoying these Dr. Joe Dispenza meditations. They really set the tone for my day. His message really resonates well with me. It is building off the stuff that I listened to from Marissa Peer that I talked about. I'd done an episode on that. And why that was important and effective for my mental state in improving how I view myself or how I can view my own life and improve from there. But now that I started doing the Dr. Joe Dispenza, the courses, there's an intensive course and another course that I've been doing, which I really enjoy. I honestly have been listening to those videos. I'll just listen to some of the parts over and over again. I don't even get through like a whole video in one sitting. I'll come back and just listen to it again. I like his speaking style. I like what he has to say about pretty much everything that he talks about when it comes to, your brain and, you know, learning to look at the future and how to approach your future. And it's been really, really effective for my life so far. And I feel like I'm making a lot of headway with things that I've been working on for a while. And I think I started learning much more about how to control even, it just added more tools to my toolkit, right? I've talked about this before, that when you want to approach your mental state or your emotional state, your physical state, anything, you know, having tools in your toolkit to be able to do that. So learning how to talk to yourself and also learning where that comes from. And he does a really good job of talking about that and in a way that really resonates with me. So it's a lot about getting into the moment after envisioning your future and living and feeling your body. Because, you know, I buy into the idea that your emotions are in your body. And that's something you have to feel. They're not really something that you can, you know, say. So I really like how he talks about that. If you feel your future, and then eventually you'll start moving that direction and making better decisions. And it's helped me. I really do think I make better decisions. I think I'm spending more time doing more productive things, but I don't necessarily feel like I'm using lots of time. I'm spending more time working out. I'm playing more tennis. I'm doing more stuff with the podcast, making better decisions for that, like going out and getting my cover art done. I'm doing my meditations in the morning and in the evening. I'm staying more dedicated. I feel like I have a better just overall dedication to the things that are important to me and making sure that I stick with them since I've been doing the work. Now that I know, the thing is, I think the important thing is that changed it for me is that when I started doing the work, and he pointed out that once you realize how your brain runs and the decisions you make that are just on autopilot most of the time, once you realize what they are and you try to observe those actions, those thoughts, whatever they are, once you realize that, you can then, you know, curtail them much better and decide, does this serve, you know, my future self, what I want to be, or doesn't it? And is this part of my higher purpose, or is this part of what is important to me? How will I feel after making this decision? That has been instrumental, I think. I've been doing the work now with him, you know, listening to his stuff and trying to employ the things he talks about for weeks now, for over a month now. And I really am excited to see how that goes over, you know, you know, the continuing months. And so I am really enjoying that. And the meditations, though, the meditations are really important as well, because you do need to spend that time with yourself and sit down with yourself, and just learning how to, whenever thoughts come up, training your body to come right back to the present moment, and understanding that the importance of the meditation is training your body to come back. And the more that you can do that, the more likely you'll be, or actually the more you're teaching your body and your brain to stay focused on the present moment, because you're going to have things that want to pull you out and distract you, but you can always decide to come back to the present moment. That's been powerful for me. All right. So I talked about meditation and the stuff I'm working on a lot. So let's cover what's going on for the podcast this week. Also on Saturday, or I believe, no, it was Sunday. Sunday, Tome Time came out. So be sure to check that. It was a lot of fun. Talking about some theories that we have, and also covering some of the big events that happened in the book. But I really enjoyed that. That came out on Sunday. It was a lot of fun. And then we have Greg Walters, Part 2, Episode 58, Part 2, coming out this week. I'm really excited. I talked about it before last week. I learned a lot just from sitting down and talking to him. Stuff that I've already pulled out from that interview was pretty impactful for me, was when I came out and I was like, oh, I learned a lot from talking to him, and how he approaches a certain situations and stuff like that have been pretty helpful for me, you know, kind of reaffirming that I have to continue to do what I'm doing and stick with stuff that I think is important to me in order to achieve, you know, success, goals, whatever it is, right? But he covered that really well. And I think he has a really good outlook on things, and he's obviously very interesting, and it was amazing having him on. So if you didn't check out Part 1, I really, really do implore you to check that out, because he was an incredible guest. And then Part 2 comes out this week. All right, guys, that is everything for the show, for the podcast this week. I appreciate you guys listening and tuning in today. You guys are the best. I want to hear what you guys think about the new cover art. Let me know. TLH_podcast. I'm also on Twitch in the morning. So if you want to stop by, say hi, that would be awesome. All right. That's about everything. Also check out the show notes if you have any other questions or anything like that. All right, guys. Peace. Love you guys. Bye. Have a good week.